What's going on, Kevin? How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. I'm driving, so I hope you can hear me.
Driving, huh? Where are you driving to? Anywhere important?
Nope, within the city limits of the Gem City.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were on your way to Provo to finish up the negotiations.
Oh, stop. Hey, yeah. Okay, now that we're on that, Kevin, the report coming out yesterday about a potential home-and-home between Wyoming and BYU, Robert had that report from a source. Is there anything to that that you can confirm or deny?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I just heard a real weird voice.
I don't know.
That was weird.
Are you being serious, or is this one of the serious things, or is this one of your jokes?
No, this is no joke. It just sounded like somebody else there for a second.
Huh.
Now I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Did you happen to hear the question?
I totally heard the question, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not going to comment on it, Keith. You know, I'm not the source, by the way.
Obviously, so, if you're not commenting on it.
Yeah, but anyway, I think we'll probably ought to let the negotiations move forward before we say anything, if there are negotiations that are serious, you know, so.
Okay.
I had better not talk about it.
Okay. Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. Switching gears, the spring game on Saturday, was it you or was it McGuffey the reason why that interview didn't go off with the very well on the sidelines? It sounded like every time you put that microphone in front of McGuffey's face, it wouldn't work.
Well, it wouldn't work for Epps either. So it was neither one of our problems.
So a couple things on the spring game. With what you saw, Kevin, you were on the sideline, we were there as well. What were your impressions of what you saw from Tyler Vanderall and Nick Smith? Were the way they played, was that indicative of the way they played the rest of spring?
You know, I'd say that they both played better than they had at times during spring, during practices. So, you know, I thought at times, Vanderwall looked very good. I thought he moved really well, threw the ball decently well. But I would say that both of them looked a little sharper than in some of the practices I saw.
And I know it's not your decision, did you believe that one stood out more than the other? And in your opinion, when Coach Bull and the staff makes their announcement this week, again, it doesn't matter. It's just heading into fall camp who the starter will be. Do you think it will go one way or another?
Well, I think so. I think that the staff probably made a decision based on that. You know, now who's it going to be? I'm not sure, but I do think that. There was enough there that I feel like they could pick a starter.
Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. All right, Kevin, what was the most impressive thing out of the spring game that you saw?
I would say that the Cowboys ran the ball better. You know, and of course, that being said, they were going against a lot of guys that aren't going to play a lot defensively, but I thought the offensive line blocked a little bit better. I thought Nico ran well. I mean, he had 100 yards, so I think that the Cowboys ran the ball a little better in the spring game than I expected them to.
Do you think Nico can work his way into the rotation, or would you expect one of the guys like, was it Galladay and Overstreet and Woods still to be the main guys? Or do you think Nico, who's kind of been a journeyman, he's been kind of everywhere, will bust into that rotation?
Well, you know, hard to say. I mean, he's been a good third down guy. He catches the ball. He's pretty good in short yardage. I think that Nico will be around, yeah, I do.
defensively, you mentioned that you didn't really have any of the main guys out there, either injured or just didn't play. So how do you, what were you most impressed with the way the defense did do on Saturday?
Well, I thought they played pretty well in the passing game. You know, there weren't a lot of yards, so defensively, Cowboys are still good. Maybe they didn't have their top line starters in there, but there's still a lot of good defensive players, and I thought they tackled very well. Really, I was impressed with the way they tackled. So that's always a good thing. It's just so hard to say, Keith. I mean, we can talk about this, but you've got a team divided, and when you get everybody together, it's going to look a lot different than it did. But I thought the tackling was crisper and better than I've seen in other spring games. And I thought that the Cowboys ran the ball a little bit better than they did during spring practice. So those were my positive takeaways from the day, even though the mic didn't work. I still thought it was a good day.
Where are you watching the NFL draft, Kevin?
I cannot say.
What? I know where he's going. I know where you're going.
The Buckhorn?
No, you guys do not know.
We don't know, huh?
How early in the afternoon do you think you'll have to get to the Buckhorn to get a seat for the 6 o'clock start?
Probably one.
Then nobody will be even able to see the TV by the time it goes on at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Where are you guys watching it?
Probably. Well, okay, so it starts at 6. We get done at 6. I'll have to hightail it home. Obviously, we're not going to miss a pick, I don't think. So I'll just watch it at home.
I think I'm going to do the same, honestly.
I'll be at the cozy confines of the WTE.
What's that?
I'll be at the cozy confines of the WTE. I'm putting the paper together that night.
Okay, yeah, so you'll be with some friends.
Yeah, if you want to call them that.
Yeah.
Colleagues,
nonetheless. How large is the contingent from the University of Wyoming that'll be in Dallas on Thursday night?
I know that Vegan and Bull will be there, and that will be all our contingent.
Okay.
I don't know. I think Josh will have a very large contingent, but from the athletics department, it'll just be the two coaches.
Okay.
So, Tom, couldn't you get away from Provo to get to Dallas?
Stop.
While you bring that up, what are your guys' thoughts about Cowboys playing BYU?
I will bring it up with Tom Berman the next time I see him. I remember him on this show after BYU tried to tear the Mountain West apart and leave us out in the cold. He said, I will never play those guys ever again in any sport. And then last year I got him and I said, well, you said you'd never do it again. He says, this is not my decision. This is the bowl that put this together. So that's the only reason we're playing him. I'll never play him again. So I will mention that to him. And my feeling remains the same. That, you know, my feeling is that BYU tried to tear the conference apart and leave the Cowboys out in the cold. And that could have really meant the end of Wyoming athletics as a Division I program of any report. You know what I mean? I mean, you could have ended up in the Big Sky or the Missouri Valley or somewhere with the other teams that BYU wanted to leave behind. So I have no desire whatsoever to ever play them or to ever see that blue uniform with that Y anywhere in the state of Wyoming.
All right, here's my thoughts on it, Kevin. I think that it would be a fun game to bring back as a home-and-home. I think that would be great. But here are the concessions that BYU would have to make. They would have to pay Wyoming twice as much to play one of the home-and-homes. And then Wyoming would get all of the tickets sold, the revenue from tickets sold from the game in Provo. Concessions. I'm teasing. I would love to see the game be played just because it's a rivalry. I'd love to see the BYU back in Laramie just because I get all that stuff that Dave said, but you know what? Time heals all wounds sometimes.
Nah, bull crap.
Not those wounds.
Under your arrangement, we won't be playing them.
Mine? Yeah, I know. I know how home and home works, Kevin. I know. It's always going to be an equal share of money between exchange.
Make sure of this, that if they do this, that the first game is in Laramie, because knowing those slime wads, they will have us come to Provo, and then they'll figure a way to weasel out coming to Laramie. So they got to play the first game in Laramie if you decide to do it. Okay.
I see. I'm writing this all down.
Oh, you are.
I mean, I've got slime wad down.
We have to be a lot more careful, because this is a subject that David gets worked up on, and he might. We might have to have the eject button really close by.
I don't think he's that worked up.
Oh boy,
you guys.
Kevin, you and I just remember too many trips to Provo to, you know, there's a lot of history behind this.
Oh, yeah. No, there is. There's no doubt.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll report back on your feelings.
I'm sure Tom will get my feelings directly.
Kevin.
Yes.
Hey, thank you so much. First place St. Louis Cardinals has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Oh, geez. Here, I knew this was coming.
Yeah. Well, as I said, if they could play Cincinnati all year, I think they could win that division.
7-0 against the Reds. That's over half their wins.
Now the Mets.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, good to talk to you, man.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye. See you next week. Bye.